Well, I'm just pleased as can be that Academy Award-winning actress Melissa Leo joins us again this morning to discuss her upcoming film, Woodstock Film Festival event on February 7th, a special in-person Q&A following a screening of The Knife, which is this tense, really timely drama about truth and power and a family pushed to the brink. Melissa Leo is known for unforgettable performances in The Fighter, Frozen River, Prisoners, and much, much more. She certainly brings a commanding presence to the role of the detective in The Knife. At the event, she'll talk about the film as well as her extraordinary career. It is a very cool chance to see Leo's powerful performance on the big screen, followed by a conversation with one of the most respected actors working today. She's one of our favorites here on the round table, and it's a pleasure to welcome Melissa Leo back to the show. How are you?
Oh, Joe, that's so nice of you to say all those nice things about me. I'm very good. I've missed you a lot, but it's good to be talking with you again.
Well, it's wonderful to talk to you. I've missed you as well. Give me a sense of how things are going. I mean, we all have to deal with the world at large and then our jobs. And how is that going for you?
Well, I would have to say that, you know, things are rolling very slowly in my industry. I think it's as upsought as any other aspect of our world today. These are crazy times. And last year, I'd say I had almost half a dozen job offers that never came to fruition. So then there were a couple that did, in fact, come to fruition. So it's a world of you never know.
Yeah, you never know. How did this film come about, The Knife?
Well, this was a little while ago that I spoke first with a wonderful human being, my writer, director, and star of The Knife, Nnamdi Asamoah. Joe, do you watch some U.S. football?
I do.
And do you remember this name, Nnamdi Asamoah?
I do, roughly. I don't know that I could.
He was, I believe, a cornerback for a few different teams over the years. Very successful NFL player. Played with the Eagles and a couple other teams over the years, I know. And eventually, of course, the wise man that he is, he knew he had to retire from football. And I was sent a script by Nnamdi asking to play a detective in an interesting seeming film. And at first, but I just don't know. I've played a detective. Do I really want to do that again? I think maybe I'll wait and see. There's something else coming along. Eventually, I spoke to Nnamdi, and Nnamdi said he needed a very specific actor to play the role of the detective in this film, because although the film would skate along the lines of social justice, he was more interested in making a terrific motion picture.
Imagine
that. A young black man wants to make a terrific motion picture, whether it's black or white or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So I have a lovely conversation on the phone with him, and about 10 minutes in, I'm going, oh my gosh, I'm going to go work with this guy for sure. He's brilliant. He did not disappoint. We had a wonderful, very short shoot during COVID, actually. Clever man that he is, he kept working, getting jobs as an actor on other projects, and slowly edited his film. And eventually, it was released by Relativity this past August, mid-August. Unfortunately, some of the upsy-downsy nature of my business, it's really hard to find footing. It doesn't really matter how good the product is. Oftentimes we're being told to watch something that we go, well, this isn't very good. Why did everybody say it was so good?
Yeah.
And we're so led by what we're told is the right thing to watch that we miss a lot of really good stuff. And so when Maya Blaustein from the Woodstock Film Festival asked if I'd like to have a screening locally in my Hudson Valley of The Knife, I said, oh, yes, absolutely. I thought everybody would get to see this movie. And unfortunately, it did open in August and it had a run, but it has not been viewed very widely, which is a shame. It's probably one of the best films in almost 30 years of working that I've ever been in.
What made it so? what be? I mean, you just described a lot of it, but for you as an actor, what made it such a special project?
Well, the simple answer is this marvelous, innovative new director that we have in Nnamdi Azmoa. And the way in which he wanted to tell this story, which is a thriller with no gore whatsoever. There's a little blood on the floor because there is an incident in a black family home where a white woman is found bleeding from the head on their kitchen floor. The police are called in. The police are concerned the woman will die. So the homicide detective, Detective Carlson, is called in. And there the movie takes place. The film is a brief film, 90 minutes long, just long enough, not too long, not too short. And this the conversation, the thing I'm really excited about, the Q&A afterward in Saugerties on Saturday night, is I've toured the world with this film with Nnamdi. And the conversation afterward is fascinating, whomever is sitting in the audience, because it's a film that is not taken from the pages of real life. It's what films more often used to be. It's a made-up story to get the audience to think about their lives and other lives and being a human being on the planet.
It ultimately follows a family over the course of one night after an intruder breaks into their home. I think a lot of people can visualize and can relate to whether they've lived through it or not of what that could be like. So the type of conversations, the type of questions that you get, I would assume you go pretty deep pretty quick in a conversation like that.
Once people are brave enough to raise their hands, yes.
Well, yeah, you get a little priming the pump, sure. But and then at that point, what is it like for you to then talk about and even realize the impact that your work has just had on an audience?
It's completely and utterly fascinating to me. And I have had audience members come out of the theater, look me in the eye, and with every truth in their heart say, "Oh, I hate you," and come up and give me a great big hug, because they know I'm a part of telling a story that has not yet been told. We're looking at an incident in a black family home from the black family's point of view.
Mm. What is it, do you think, that as you look at a film like that, because just what you have described, it must be horribly frustrating for all involved, that, I mean, just Nnamdi's story alone is fascinating, not to mention your story, and not to mention the story that you're telling in the film, that, like, if you can't sell that, well, then what can you sell?
Well, you can sell a lot if you work in the billion-dollar trade.
Right. And as I said, that just must be greatly frustrating.
It's extraordinarily frustrating. It really is. You know, I mean, there's a lot of good films that came out this year. There's a lot of interesting work. There always is, always has been, always will be. And then there's work that a lot of money has been poured into by people who have a lot of control over what gets seen and, quite frankly, to a degree, what does not get seen. And it's the world we're in, and it's why I'm talking to you today, Joe. This is an opportunity to see a film on a screen with an audience that is that kind of movie. It is. He succeeded. He made a fantastic motion picture. Mm. It's a thriller in the truest sense of the word, but I guarantee you, not gruesome.
What I know you have said this, and I believe you're being quoted correctly, but please correct me if I'm wrong. But you have talked about winning the Oscar in 2010 as something that hurt your career. Give a sense of what that would that have. First of all, you believe that?
I'm not going to get into discussing that. Like you said yourself just now, that's 10-year-old news. I've
okay.
done lots of work since then.
Yeah.
And I know my truth. And if people want to bend my truth, that's the way of the world. It's a problem you take on when you work in a public arena like an actor does. It's not the problem I wanted to take on. I just like playing characters in stories. But there you are in the public eye, and people will say and think whatever they want.
Okay.
There's nothing I can say that will change any of their minds about any of it. I know the truth, and that's what I can live with.
Yeah, and I understand that. I ask the question more because I think there is a perception and that that someone in your position, it shouldn't be as frustrating to get this work out. And I just wonder, are our tastes and attitudes toward film seem to have changed? I don't know
because I'm just an actor. I don't even really follow the business, do you know?
Right.
I'm no politico either, but I think that the world that we live in today, there's a lot of things seeking to control our lives. And it's this way. No, it's that way. No, it's this way. No, it's that way. Maybe it's this way and that way, you know?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be one thing.
It's a time of no... nothing in between. Again, back to the conversation I'm having with you today about the knife. It's a wonderful aspect of the film. There's a lot of gray in the film. Here's a giveaway. It's a bit of a spoiler alert. At some point in the film, Detective Carlson lies one time. Every single character in the film lies at least once.
Yeah.
And it makes for this fantastic balance, I guarantee, we have never seen before on the screen. In this world in which we live, with people of all kinds and colors. This is a film about people of all kinds and colors. A fantastic and entertaining film, and a film, all the things that a modern film should be. Both entertaining and thought-provoking. Amazing.
The film is The Knife. It'll be shown Saturday, February 7th, 4 to 6 p.m. at Upstate Films in Saugerties. And you can find out more about the event by going to woodstockfilmfestival.org. We are out of time, but my thanks to Melissa Leo. Melissa, you're wonderful. Thank you so much for being with us.
No, thank you so much, Joe, for your interest and support. Thank you. You take care.
You too. Thank you very much. Again, woodstockfilmfestival.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.